We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's see, this is going to be quite a challenge, I think, because we have all talked about how addicted we are to our phones, even though we are loath to admit it. Yesterday, John Hancock was here and he came in and he said, "And I forgot my phone at home." And you know that feeling when you don't have your phone and suddenly your whole life is, how do I do anything? Yeah. I don't have anybody's phone number. My calendar's on there. I'm helpless. Well, athletes from multiple countries, including the United States, are being urged to leave their cell phones and laptops at home when they head off to the 2022 Beijing Winter Games. The Olympic committees for the Netherlands, Great Britain, Australia, and Canada issued recommendations for their athletes as each country anticipates that China will be implementing strong surveillance during the Winter Games. Charlie, how likely do you think it'll be that athletes will leave all of their electronics in their home country?
Well, you know, it's not a new concern. A couple of years ago, Ryan Schulte, our engineer here at KMOX, and I were going to go to China, and we had filled out all the paperwork, et cetera, et cetera. And the trip did not take place, as it turns out. However, Leland Vittert, who was then with Fox News and now is with News Nation, he hosts the show On Balance weeknights. He says, don't take any electronics there. Don't take a laptop. Don't take a phone. If you do, don't use it because they will mess with it. And that's a concern. That actually was a concern of mine. It's not the reason we didn't go. But basically, they said, we can't guarantee we'll get you any interviews. We thought, okay, we'll go there and not interview anybody. How helpful would that be? Nonetheless, that's kind of scary knowing that if you go to a country, they'll dicker with your technology.
What are they going to do? I've never heard that word before.
To dicker? Is that not a verb?
That's a verb.
Okay. You got to learn words, Amy. You know?
I was like super focused on China and then suddenly I got distracted. And the Team USA, the government is strongly encouraging American athletes to get burner phones and, like, I guess, rental or disposable laptops. I didn't even know there were disposable laptops.
Wow.
Or if they're not going to get burner phones or disposable laptops to clear all of their personal information, which at that point you may as well just throw it away. I mean, you have all your information on your phone and your laptops. And I think it's very concerning. It's just continuing with this theme of the Olympics, the IOC, really kind of in bed with these authoritarian regimes. I would be very concerned as an athlete. And you're also seeing in the Chinese Communist Party is starting to imprison people for random social media tweets if they at all make fun of or criticize Xi Jinping. You're seeing Chinese students who are in the U.S. who maybe make a tweet about Hong Kong and wanting democracy and they go home and they're arrested. I mean, this is not a joke. This is something that I think is very concerning.
Well, 16 years ago when I went to China, you might remember that I was supposed to broadcast from China as we were adopting our beautiful daughter. And I had reached out to the CBS correspondent in China. I emailed her on our company email. And she emailed me back and said, please use my Yahoo account. I said, okay. So I emailed her on Yahoo. She said, I wouldn't expect to get any interviews here. Don't bring any equipment and be very careful what you say if you're going to do any live reports at all. And That was like all she said. That was 16 years ago. Yeah. And that kind of freaked me out. Mm-hmm. That said, I must say The Chinese people were amazing. We had a wonderful time, but you just never know. There's always Big Brother right over your shoulder.
Yeah. And I will say, I was thinking about this again, just the CCP we've been thinking about, because to be clear, it's the Chinese government. Mm-hmm. But we were watching, I was watching Star Wars in Houston because you just relax the day before the race. So I was just watching Star Wars and I was thinking how much I love the character Finn, who's John Boyega's character. Well, in China, again, all of our entertainment industries, you know, Nike, we're all bowing to China. They shrunk John Boyega's image on the Star Wars poster in China and or removed non-white characters. And I just find that so repulsive.
Wow.
So repulsive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.